Father God, we come to you this morning. We come to you because you're the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. You're our source. You're our everything. And we're coming to you when we declare that we have ears to hear. We say that our heart is open and prepared, and we thank you. Some of you by faith, some of you just know that I am here because there is a word that I need to hear that'll send me on my way and make me the person that you've called me to be. And I'm excited to be here in Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. Okay, good. That was good. All right. Last week we started a series called Jesus Is. In the next couple of weeks we're going to fill in different words what Jesus is. Who remembers what last week was? You get a lollipop. All right. Okay. Jesus is mercy. And you know what? Sometimes we get stuck that Jesus is this historical thing. But listen, guys, Jesus is everything we need now. He's now. Okay, so that's why we're going to do this whole series, and I don't know, I could probably speak to the end of the year on all the things that Jesus is, but right now I've got 2 weeks under my belt. Here we go. So Jesus is, and today we're going to talk about Jesus is peace. Look at that person next to you and say, Jesus is peace. Okay, and they need it, all right? Okay, Pastor D, why'd you pick peace? Why'd you pick peace? Well, listen, this past month, you turn on the news and it's troubling. It's kind of scary out there, all right? And it's just plain old bad. And sometimes it just, you know, especially this past month, because it was talking about kids, and it just gripped my heart. And you go, okay, Pastor D, that's really nice. But sometimes that's over there and I'm here. And sometimes I want to go, I have some troubling times in my life. Anybody have some troubling times in your life? Maybe you had them last year, and this year you're just skating. Oh, no, I haven't had one of those years. So I want to talk about peace because we live in times that are troubling, okay? Is that good? Now, the other reason why I want to talk about peace is because there's somebody that comes to steal peace, okay? The reason? Satan wants to steal your peace. If you don't have peace, you're a mess. You're not even nice to be with. Okay, don't look at your wife. Okay, but okay, so you have to be kind of careful. You actually have to keep an eye on this peace thing. Because if not, you are not going to do, you're not going to be, you're not going to enjoy life. Okay, now, when you start losing peace, you will start thinking that your problem is big, bigger and biggest, and Jesus can't take care of it. So it's really important to stay in this peace, all right? So now that whole big problem that you think is monumental is not true. Everybody say, it's not true. Because Jesus came as peace. Jesus came from heaven as peace, all right? He came from heaven as peace. And guess what? If you've asked Jesus Christ into your life, he's now moved in. Has Jesus moved into your life? Guess what moved in then? Peace, all right? Now, have you ever been in a situation where your peace got stolen? Okay. Did you ever feel like your peace got stolen? And you might be in a situation, you rolled in here this morning and you go, man, oh man, I feel like my peace got stolen. Maybe you started out today or yesterday and everything was just wonderful. And then all of a sudden this bad report comes and smashes you. And the next thing you know, your heart is pounding. You're laying awake at night because somehow you lost your peace. All right? But listen, peace doesn't have to leave us. Peace doesn't have to go out the door. All right? Because if you've asked Jesus into your life, who's moved in? Peace has moved in. Everybody say, he is peace. Matter of fact, the title of the message is, Jesus is peace. Jesus is peace. All right? Now, but there's got to be a way to activate this peace. Because have I convinced you Jesus is peace? Jesus lives in your life, but there's got to be a way. How do you activate this thing? Well, I'm going to tell you later. Just hang on to that. But how about this? And I remember years ago, God spoke to us. I want you to pack up everything you can in your little blue Honda and the cow chip on top. That was a car top carrier. We called that a cow chip because we were going out west. And I want you to move to Tulsa, Oklahoma. We started out in peace. And by the way, if God really has spoken to you, there is peace. If God has spoken to you, you think, and you don't have peace, you didn't hear from God. So that's my little golden nugget for the day. When God speaks to you, there is a peace, all right? So we started out in peace, all right? And then we got there, and things kind of just got delayed, and things didn't kind of work out quite like they were supposed to. I was supposed to get this job and all this stuff, and, you know, just things started to go not the way I wanted it, not the way I planned it. And the next thing you know, I lost my peace. Anybody ever had those things happen to you? Anybody? Okay. Now, every one of us, you probably start out in peace, okay? And then you're confident in God, because I started out in peace and I'm confident in God, but something happens. Carol, you ready? Go for it. You may sing along. Okay, I will give you another opportunity. Now listen, sometimes you lose your peace, okay, especially if you listen to me, all right, because your mind gets in the middle of it. Okay, wait a minute, Jesus is peace, I've asked Jesus into my life, he lives in my life. Sometimes I lose it because my mind gets into it. So turn over. We're gonna sing that one more time. Let's do that again. That was so good. All right. Sing loud. It's the only time I get to do these oldies. Huh? Sing. 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 Loud, loud, loud. Oh, I got to do the microphone. You know how old I am. How many of you love that? All right. Okay, but listen, turn over. I'm going to give you a scripture so you don't think I'm so carnal here. Turn over to Isaiah 9. Isaiah 9, okay? While you're getting there, look at your neighbor. Can you do two things at once? I can't because you see all the things I do when I drive, and I do that. But look at your neighbor and say, it's your mind. It's your mind that gets you in trouble and you lose that love and feeling and it's gone, 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 all right? Isaiah 9, verse 6. Isaiah 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us the son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Prince of Peace. What does that mean? What does that mean? Lord of Peace. That means he reigns. That Jesus is the one that reigns in peace. Okay? Now, so if you're going through a situation, you got to get Jesus involved in the situation. He's the peace. He's the Lord of Peace. Okay? Everybody with me? So everybody say, Jesus is peace. All right. Now, how do you do that? How do you do that in a world like last month's news? How do you do that if you just had a yesterday? How do you do that? How do we get back into that place of peace? Well, number one, you're not going to do it like the world. Number one, the world can't do it because they don't have the Prince of Peace in them. Okay, now, they may try, and let me tell you, I did a couple years of trying. You can try walking in peace without Jesus. Okay, you can try. And you might be drinking and popping pills and doing yoga, okay? But that's not the real peace. But if you're a Christian, if you've asked Jesus Christ to be Lord of your life, you can do peace in any situation because who lives in you? Jesus, the peace, all right? Now, let's just suppose you're, anybody ever had this happen? You're having dinner and the phone rings and it's, you know, Bobby Sue telling you that Granny, they just took Granny to the hospital in an ambulance. And you go, okay, no problem, no problem. Brent and Susan, grab hands. Let's grab hands. We're going to pray, right? Father God, we thank you for Granny. We thank you that with Jesus' stripes, we thank you that we walk in peace. Everybody said in the McGurra family, in the Downs, amen. Amen. But then things start hitting your mind. Oh, you know what happened to Uncle Davey? You know that time Uncle Davey went to the hospital? Oh, and you might even start this. It's bad. And you start, losing that love. You start losing it, right? You start losing it. Okay? Now, it's really easy to get into those situations. It's easy to have a situation, a problem, a event, okay, that grabs hold of your mind and you lose the peace, okay? Now, turn over while we're at it, Mark chapter 5. This is a story in the Bible about Jesus and his disciples, and it's a story about something that happened and they lost peace. It's about a situation that happened to them and they lost peace, all right? Now, and the reason why I want to share this story is I want you to learn how to grab hold of that peace. Grab hold of it so you don't lose it, all right? Now, the other reason why is we are living in a world that's not getting better. Oh, Pastor D, you're not in faith. No! The Bible said so. Jesus prophesied in the end times there'll be wars and rumors of wars. Nations will rise up against nations and all that stuff. He said it's going to get worse. Okay? So, you know, okay. So a lot of bad stuff's going to happen. But if you know the Lord Jesus Christ and he is peace and he has come to live in your heart, you can go through any situation and not lose your peace. Okay? You can. Get excited. Jeez. Yay. Amen. Okay, let's read Mark 4, 35. Yeah, when I start, I'm going to do 35, 36. Let's see. Mark 4, starting at verse 35. But Jesus, oh no, let's do it. While Jesus was still, no, I don't want to read there. Let me think. Mark 4, let's back up. Mark 4. Hold on a minute. Might have a typo. That's not it. Where's Jesus in the boat? What chapter? Four. Oh, yeah, here we are. So that side of the book, not this side. I have my sticker here, you know. Okay, sorry, guys. Hey, you come up here. Hallelujah. Let's read out loud. And that day when evening come, he said to his disciples, let us go. By the way, who gave the commandment there? Jesus told you to go? Okay. So Jesus said, let's go over to the other side. Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along, and just as he was in the boat, there were other boats, by the way, with him, and a furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that there was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion, and the disciples woke him up. All right, now, Jesus is in the back of the boat. Is that the stern? All you boat people. There's no boat people back here. It could be the right or the left. Is it the back? Okay. He's in the back, sleeping on a cushion. Now, let me tell you something. This is not the big Carnival Cruise Line. back in the cushion, because I've been through one of those things, and I went back in my room and slept through the whole thing. I was fortunate, one of those people that throw up through the night. You know, they were all in the storm. But this is a boat. This is a guy's fisherman boat. They're not like, you know, big things, okay? So Jesus is in the back of one of these boats with the disciples, and he goes to sleep. Right? He goes to sleep. Okay, let's finish reading here. Let's see. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him up and said, "Teacher, don't you care if we'll drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Be quiet, be still." And then the wind died down and was completely calm. Now, majority of these guys, guess what they used to do for a living? Guess what? They know boats, okay? So this is actually kind of like they're normal. Let's just hop in the boat and go the other side. Come on. This is kind of normal for them, all right? So they get in there. It's like you and I hopping in the car and driving to work. Is that kind of normal? All right. So these are this is normal things. They get into the boat, they start going to the other side, and suddenly there's this bad storm, like hurricane, cyclone, whatever, bad storm, okay? And they freak out. They get into fear, all right? They get into fear, and they've lost their fear. Excuse me, they lost their peace. They get into fear, and they lost their peace. But wait a minute. Peace is sleeping in the boat. On the cushion. Who's peace? Jesus. Where is he? All right. Think about that. Peace is sleeping in the boat. All right. So what do the disciples do? They run over and they go, "Peace, wake up. Peace, wake up. Wake up, wake up." Right? All right. Okay. What do you do when you don't have peace? You need to run over to peace and wake them up. That's what they did. Okay? All right? So they woke up peace, and what does peace say? Quiet! Be still! Shut up! All right? Okay. So all you have to do is wake up peace to have peace. I'm just reading this Bible, you guys. You're looking at me. Okay. Now, based on last winter, okay? You're driving to church. It's the middle of winter. It's probably about our fifth snowstorm. You're driving to church, and you're halfway down Route 30, and all of a sudden this blizzard condition hits, and you can't see a thing. Okay? Now, wait a minute. It wasn't supposed to snow. Thank you, meteorologists. What do you call those? Meteorologists. Thank you very much. Okay? It was not supposed to snow. It was not on the forecast when we got in the car. It was not supposed to snow. And I'm halfway there, and it's a blizzard. You know those glow balls? You shake it, and you can't see anything? That's what's going on. But listen, I'm in my Jeep Commander. I have no fear. Until I can't realize I can't see, and it's the other guys on the road. And then fear hits me. Okay, that's what happened to those disciples. All right? They're hopping in the boat, going to the other side halfway, and they get into fear. All right. And you start asking, where did that fear come? Where did the snowstorm come? Oh, my gosh, okay? Now, if you're taking notes, write down these two words, wind and waves. Wind and waves. And they represent something, okay? Now, I'm not denying they were in a storm, right? They're in a storm. They were in a storm. And Jesus deals not with the fear. Oh, honey, just calm down. Stop crying. Here, you're going to be okay. He didn't hug him. He did not deal with fear first, did he? Some of you grab people and you, you need to talk to the wind first. Talk to the wind first. Okay, so Jesus dealt with two things, all right? So number one, I gave my answer away. He dealt with the wind. And wind is the stuff you can't see. Can you see wind? You can't see. Such as, I'm walking down the road. Ow! Oh, my calf hurts. Oh, that could be a blood clot. I could go to bed tonight. I could die in my sleep and go to my brain, go to my heart. Ah! It's things you can't see. And listen, it happens to a lot of people. The things that they can't see, they lose their peace on. Okay, now. The storms are raging in your life, right? And the storms go to your mind. And it's the things that you can't see. The things that you can't see. And what do? You do what Jesus did. Everybody say, I'm a little Jesus, run around town, right? If you're a Christian, your little Jesus is running around, all right? You do what Jesus did. And you know what Jesus did? He said, stop, peace, be quiet, okay? Now, Rick Rayner, anybody have his book, Sparkling Gems? Incredible. He just loves dissecting the Greek, the Hebrew. So I don't even spend time figuring it out. I just go to his. And he said, quote unquote, in the Greek language, when Jesus got up and he said, quiet, be still, this is what he did. He got up and went, hush. Now, in my mind, I would have played the crazy lady. Quiet! You know, because I like to be that. No, he got up. That's what it literally means in the Greek language. He got up and he went, hush. Get out of here. Jesus was dealing with the wind that you can't see. And look what he did. Okay. All right. You can't see the wind, right? The wind is usually the scenario that's going on in your brain, all those thoughts that you're getting bombarded with, okay? I've had them. And if they stay there too long, all of a sudden life gets hopeless. Oh, my gosh, what are we going to do? Oh, my gosh, the boat's filling with water. Oh, my gosh, we're going to lose our house. Oh, my gosh. Ah! And then you forget, wait a minute, Jesus is peace. Jesus lives in me. I'm going to grab hold of him. Okay. But listen, did you notice what the Lord of Peace, the Prince of Peace did? He had to say something. He had to say something. Hush. All right. He had to say something. He had to tell the storm something. So when you get these things and you're in the middle of it, you just can't, okay, sirrah, sirrah, whatever it'll be. I'm just going through life, hunky-dory. No, you have to open your mouth and use your God-given authority. I love telling people, open your big mouth. I just, two people this week, I love saying that. And they had storms raging. And I said, would you open up your big mouth? And I said, and then you say, you have to talk to the wind, okay? Jesus talked to the wind. Hush. All right, so. You're going to say, no, I don't think so. I have peace. I'm walking in peace, right? So the second thing, what about the waves? Okay, Jesus is out there in the boat. We got the wind, shh, and then we got this wave thing going on, okay, waves. And they actually represent, because I wrote the sermon here, the things you can see. The things you can see, all right? Some people walk around, well, I'm just pretending like it's not here. No, you're in denial. Things are here. You can see them. And you know about those waves? They're loud, they're big, and they're powerful. And you know what else about those waves? You can feel them, you can smell them, and you can taste them. They're real. And we're going through real things in life. Don't walk around, oh, it's just not happening. I'm in denial. They're real. We have real situations in life. Big, bad situations in life. Okay, and those are the waves, all right? Now, what do you do? What do you do? What do we do when that wave is just tossing you to and fro until you're finally puking your guts on the side? What do? You do what Jesus did, all right? And listen, you will say out of your mouth, hush, because Jesus is peace, and he lives in me, and I'm going to say what he says, all right? So, anybody ever have some storms in life? All right. If you're taking notes, let me give you a definition for peace. I kind of went to the Vines Concordance and just kind of wrote them this way because it works. Okay. Peace, a state of security. Peace, a state of security, an absence of conflict, having restored relationships, being right with someone. Peace, a condition of health, welfare, prosperity, and everything good and kind. That is peace. Isn't that good? And listen, that whole big pile, that's what Jesus gave to you. Security, confidence, health, prosperity, good, you know, okay. That's what he gave to you. Turn over to Philippians 4, would you please? Philippians 4. Jesus is the peace, and he gives you this. Aren't you glad? Why don't you just close your eyes, hold your belly, and go, man, I am so glad I have peace. Man, I have peace, right? Okay, Philippians 4, verse 7. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts. Oh, yeah, my heart. Fum, 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 fum. And my mind. Ah. All right? So the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind if you're in Christ. So what's peace supposed to be doing? What's its job description? Guarding you. That's what peace's job description is, to guard your heart and your mind. One Amplified says it's a garrison around your heart and your mind. Oh my gosh. So peace is supposed to be guarding us. So when a raging storm hits of problems and stuff and yuck, guess where you grab hold of peace, and it will guard your heart and your mind. Now, how many of you know people, do not point at your spouse, that they're in the middle of a storm, a raging storm, and they're kind of raging, like the storm. Why? What happened? They got the storm in them. They actually got the storm in them, and they're just, wah! And chaos is all over them. Okay. Not supposed to be like that, is it? Now, yes, we have storms. And yes, they rage. But you're not supposed to be the raging da-da-da-da, right? All right? So, who is Jesus? Who came to live in you and give you peace? Yeah, all right. And he's living on the inside of you so you can walk through situations in peace, all right? Matter of fact, it'll guard you. Now, the interesting thing is, hey, hop over to John 16. John 16. The interesting thing is, peace is going to guard you. He's going to watch over you. But you have to do something to activate it. John 16. There's actually a way to activate peace. There's a way to activate peace. Like, I can have electricity in the wall, but until I turn the switch on, it's not activated where I can notice it. So there's a way of activating peace. All right, John 16:33. By the way, Jesus wrote this. This is red letter. John 16:33. I have told you these things so that in me, by the way, anybody in me, you're born again, you've asked Jesus Christ to be Lord of your life, you're in me. So here he goes again. I have told you these things that in me you may have perfect, this is the Amplified, perfect peace. Wow. Perfect peace and confidence. In the world, the crazy world we live in, you will have tribulation and trials and distresses and frustrations. But be of good cheer. Take courage. Be confident, certain, undaunted. For I have overcome the world. Now this part, I'm going to say this over and over and over and over until it just explodes in you. I have deprived it, the storm. I have deprived it of its power to harm you. I have deprived it of its power to harm you and conquer it for you. Okay, now, I love that. I have deprived it. That's what Jesus did. All right, so how many of you going through stuff? Jesus says you're going to go through stuff. If you think you're just going to float through life with like a bowl full of cherries, he said not. So he says you're going to have stuff. You're going to encounter stuff. But I have conquered it, and I have deprived it of harming you. I've deprived it of harming you. Jesus is peace. That's what he's done, okay? Based on that scripture, let me tell you three quick things that peace will do. Number one, it'll be security. when I'm finally grabbed hold of the peace that's in me, I have security. And I got news. Everybody wants security. What's the first thing they ask when you get a job? Hey, what kind of security and benefits do you have? You know? And let me tell you guys, how many did the Jimmy Evans course with us? Marriage on the Rock. They said the number one thing your wife wants, it's not flowers. It's not a little bracelet. It's not a card. The number one thing they want is security from you. Yes, woman of God. Say that again for the rest of them. Yes. Okay. Women want security. Did anybody not figure that out? You've been married 30 years. You didn't know that? Golly. Okay. They want security. They want their husband. Hey, husband, I want you to have a job. I want you to love God and love this family. That gives them security. But what if you have a husband that's not giving you security? Jesus is peace and Jesus is security. And you're going to have to go there. You're going to have to go to Jesus. Stop messing up over here, Scott. I see you. I'll tell you a story. He's like, yeah. Okay. Listen, ladies, if you've got a spouse, I'm not telling you to divorce them because they're not giving you security. You go to the one who is security and you get your security from him. Now you guys should say, yes, amen. Come on, let me hear you. Yay, yay. All right. So peace gives you security. Second thing, peace gives you confidence. When you're in peace, when you're in that peace, with peace, you're confident. I'm a Christian. I know my God will never leave me and forsake me. I know the righteous will never be begging bread. I know my Lord takes care of everything and all my needs are met. I have this confidence when I'm in peace. So peace gives security, peace gives confidence. And the last thing, based on this scripture, is peace gives you rest. Some people are really bad at the rest thing. You take them on vacation, and you walk in, they're sneaking emails back and forth. And you're like, honey, we're on a vacation. You're supposed to be resting. Okay. Some type personalities really have a hard time on the rest. Go study Hebrews 3 and 4, and you'll find out that God gave us rest. God gave us Jesus. God gave us peace. So guess what? You can rest. Now, what's that mean? When I know that the Prince of Peace lives in me, in the situation I'm in, and I have this peace, this confidence, this rest, I'm going through this. And I'm not going to be a whack job, crazy lady. Okay? And I have been in the past. Okay? But you will have rest if you have peace. You'll have peace if you have rest. You'll have rest if you have peace. You'll have rest in the situation. And that's when you know you have grabbed hold of that. Isn't that good? Now, I'm working on it. Anybody else working on it? Okay. All right. So, peace will give you security, rest, and confidence. There we go. All right. Let's read John 16:33, that last part. I have deprived it of power to harm you, and I have conquered it for you. Now, in closing, how do we do this? How do we grab hold of this peace? It's there, but sometimes I'm about ready to lose it. How do you do that? Okay, let me tell you an example of how you can do it, not the best way. My third child was Joy, and at 6 months of age, she was diagnosed with rhabdomyosarcoma, and I used to be able to spell it, and thank God I don't have to anymore. It's bladder cancer. And then 18 months later, I'm pregnant again. By the way, your hormones are wacko. Don't ever count on your fingers and think you're going to sail through it. That's just some people, okay? So, oh, wow, I got pregnant again. And Cassie is now, we've been through the cancer thing with Joy, baby Joy. She's two something or other years old. And it's time for Cassie's three-month-old checkup at Doctor's. He's a nice Christian guy. And we walk in, and actually he was the one that diagnosed Joy. He just knew day one when we brought Joy there. So I'm walking in with another baby. He's like, woman, I need to talk to you. But anyway, I'm walking in with another baby, and he goes, so, how are you doing? He could read me, and he said, how about I check this baby, and we find out she's okay? Because every time I changed a diaper, I was in fear that we'd have bladder cancer, okay? And babies pee a lot, so there were a lot of diapers. And I was not in a place of peace. And he saw it, and he checked her out. Now listen, he probably just did his normal little checkup. He goes, baby's fine. I said, oh, thanks. I have peace. Okay, and I was fine. Now, that's okay. And God loved me. God loves me. God loves me so much that he did that for me. But really, Jesus is peace. I've asked him into my life. And where was peace? Okay. So I should have been able to go through that situation in peace, but I just wasn't doing so hot. And it was interesting. I have to tell you, just personally, I knew I wasn't doing great. And I'd like to see what you would be doing, but I'm sure better, right? Yeah, you're all better. But I knew I wasn't doing great, and I said, Lord, I promise you, next year this time, I will do better. And I had to work at, and I'll tell you how you do this, not a work in a toil thing, but I got back to that. So what do we do when you're in a situation? What do? We do what Jesus did, okay? Everybody say, I'm going to do what Jesus did. You know what Jesus did? Again, he had to say something. He had to say to the mountain, oh no, you're one of those blab it and grab it preachers. No, this is red letter. Mark 11:23, turn over there. This is not what I said. I'm not smart enough to do that. Okay, this is what, listen, it may not be what you believe, but this is what Jesus said. Jesus said this for you, Mark 11:23. I'm going to do this in the Amplified, you know, because I got to ditch the these and thous, all right? Mark 11:23. Jesus said to say to your mountain. Jesus said to say, you know, like the wind and the waves, all right? Mark 11:23. Truly I tell you, whoever says, underline that, to this mountain. Whoever says to this mountain, be lifted up, thrown into the sea, and doesn't doubt at all in his heart, but believes that what he says will take place, it will be done for him. It will be done for him. Jesus, now listen, the mountain that Jesus is just any situation, any stuff, any problem. That's just giving you a word picture there, okay? So anybody have any stuff, problems, mountains in their life? All right? Anybody have a mountain of debt, a mountain of health issues, a mountain of kid problems, a mountain of problems? Everybody's hand should have went up there at least once. Everybody does, right? Okay, everybody's got mountains. Man, you guys must be so close to heaven. I'm telling you. Woo! I'm coming over. All right. But Jesus said, whoever says to the mountain, be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and doesn't doubt at all in his heart, but believes that what he says will take place and it will be done for him. This is red letter. This is Jesus. This is how you grab hold of peace in any storm you're in. This is how you do it. So, how about you've got this mountain of financial debt, or you've got this mountain that they just laid you off. What do you do? What do you do? How do you do this? You go like this. Father God, I thank you that Jesus has deprived this situation of power to harm me. And I thank you, Jesus, that I'm not even hanging on. I have hold of peace, and you and your favor was working in my life. That's how you do it. How about you got a situation where you have a mountain of health report? Anybody have a mountain of a health report? Okay, what do you do? What do you do? Well, you say, Jesus, I thank you that you have deprived this blah, blah, blah of harming my body. You said you have deprived it, and I say you have deprived it from harming me. And I thank you that your word is true. I thank you that the word is working. My body's restored in Jesus' name. And I go off, okay? Everybody say this. Father, I thank you. You have deprived any problem from harming me, my life, my family, my business, my grandkids. In Jesus' name. All right. You start declaring this, and you will have to say with your mouth. So somebody was over at my house last night, and they were telling me about their storm. And she said, oh, I'm just not going to say anything. Man, I jumped down her throat. Open your mouth and say something. I'm preaching my sermon to her. You have to say something. She's like, blah, blah, blah. You have to say something. Sometimes you don't feel like it, but you have to say something and say what God says about you. All right? Say, declare what he says about you. Because everybody, Jesus is. Are you sure? Jesus is peace. Amen. And if you've asked Jesus Christ to be Lord of your life, peace is in you. Now, if you've never asked Jesus Christ to be Lord of your life, you do not have peace living in you. And today's a good day to make a choice. You can either reject it or you can accept it. All right? But I'm telling you, peace in Jesus. It's better than popping pills. All right. So everybody bow your head, close your eyes. Father, you know I got to do this. If there's anybody here and you're going, whoa, Pastor D, I do not have peace living on the inside of me. I've got storms and I do not have peace on living on the inside of me. And you're here today and you'd say, Pastor D, I'd like peace to move in. I'd like peace to settle in. And I'd like Jesus to be Lord of my life. Is there anybody here? Just raise your hand. I'm not going to embarrass you. Okay? I'm not going to take money out of your wallet or anything like that. But today's the day to have peace. Because life is bad. It's crazy out there. And you need peace. Is there anybody here? You'd say, Pastor D, I want peace in my life. I want Jesus in my life. And listen, there's nothing you can do to earn it. You can't be good enough. You can't be good enough. You have to just simply say, Jesus, I'm a sinner. You paid a debt I cannot pay, and I ask you into my life. Jesus, be Lord of my life. Amen. Amen. All right, stand up, raise your hands and say, Jesus is peace, and he lives in me, and I have hold of him. Amen. Go have fun in the storms, everybody. Yeah. Okay, I'd love you. If you're going to prayer at, what's the name of that church? House of Prayer, 7 o'clock at, amen.